happy Friday, DriveCast listeners. You made it to the weekend, almost. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the Lewis Center pastors, and I get to share my heart with you this morning as we walk through God's Word together. Today, I want to share a thought about something that jumped out at me while reading Matthew chapter 25, the Kingdom of Heaven parable about the five wise bridesmaids and the five foolish bridesmaids. For those of you who aren't as familiar with Jesus' teaching about being prepared for His coming kingdom, the five wise bridesmaids, they were prepared for the bridegroom's delay in that they brought along extra oil for their lamps. They planned ahead, they were prepared, they were equipped. And on the other side of the coin, the five foolish bridesmaids, they had their lamps, but the scripture says that they didn't have any oil. And wouldn't you know it, at midnight, the cry went out to the wedding party that the groom was on his way to gather up his bride, so it was time to light the lamps. But the five unprepared bridesmaids had zero oil left. So they say to the wise bridesmaids, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." And then verse 9 of Matthew 25 says, "The wise bridesmaids said, 'No, there won't be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealer and buy some for yourselves.'" So, sad to say, they missed the groom, the whole wedding festivities, while trying to buy oil. Now, I know the point of Jesus' teaching is to be ready and is to watch, for we never know when the groom, who is the Lord, is going to return. Yet I want to hone in on the wise bridesmaid's response to the foolish when asked, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." The wise bridesmaid simply said no, lest there's not going to be enough for us. And there it is. God showed me through this teaching that Christians don't have to say yes to everything. Now, I bet I'm talking to some folks this morning who really are drained from saying yes to so many things. May I say to your loved one that it's okay to say no every now and then? In fact, I'm reminded of another account in the Gospel of Mark to where Jesus was being pressured by his disciples to stay in Capernaum and to continue with his healing ministry, and he said, "No, I need to go somewhere else to proclaim the gospel." Jesus didn't give in to the pressure of others' requests. He stayed on mission. And there are times that staying on mission means saying no to things, even good things. Easier said than done, right? I mean, we know intellectually that we should say no more, but why is it so hard? For me, it's usually because I don't want to hurt other people's feelings or I don't want to offend others. Yet I'm encouraged by the way the wise bridesmaids responded to the foolish ones. They didn't take a hardline approach with a terse no. I mean, for sure they were clear with their no while adding the rationale, lest there not be enough for us and you too. You know, sometimes it's just as easy as saying, "I'm sorry, I'm unable to do that at this time because," and then fill in the blank with the reason behind your no. And I want to repeat it again. Sometimes it's that easy. It's just being able to say, "I'm sorry, I'm unable to do that at this time." You know, I'm betting today that somebody listening to this DriveCast has overextended yourself because you've said yes to too much. And if you're a yes person, and here's an easy way to tell, if your time with God and your time with family is getting more and more restricted, then you're probably that yes person this morning. Let's take a moment right now to ask God to give you the courage to say no to that thing or those things that are draining your time and your energy. Let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, help us to remember that today I want to be aware of opportunities, interruptions, intrusions, and I ask you for godly wisdom to say yes to the things that you want me to say yes to, and no to the things that you want me to say no to. So let's just take a few seconds to give you the opportunity to pray as well. So this is Pastor Jeff wishing you have a blessed weekend. Thank you for spending part of your Friday with us, and hope to see you back for Monday's DriveCast. God bless.